Donald's response: how military school helped define my life.
Although I was sent to military school because I was a bit aggressive as a kid, what I learned there had less to do with discipline and channeling my energy more effectively than it had to do with learning about the art of negotiation. It was a great business lesson in disguise. I was confronted with a former Marine drill sergeant, and I realized I would never be able to match him or take him on physically, so I had to use my brain to handle the situation. I had to get around the guy somehow, and I refused to back down, so I tried to figure out what might get him on my side. I saw my first opportunity. I was a very good baseball player and captain of the team, and he was the coach. I knew I could make him look good by playing my best, which I did. We had a great team, and I learned how to lead them effectively. That was the first step. The second step was showing him that I respected him, which wasn't hard because I did respect him, but that I wouldn't let him intimidate me. I think he respected that and realized it would be pointless to go after me. So we met each other from a point of strength, not weakness, and a mutual respect was established. That's another great business lesson right there, especially for negotiation. We both won. I am friendly with the former Marine drill sergeant, Theodore Tobias, to this day, and meeting up with him at the New York Military Academy was a fortunate event for me. So was going to military school, although I wasn't that thrilled about it initially. I later realized that I enjoyed the challenges and the discipline, and I never lost the respect for time that I learned there. People who know me know that I hate being late, and I don't like other people being late either. Another important lesson from military school was that excuses aren't acceptable. You learn not to whine, but instead to keep your equilibrium and persevere. When I faced difficulties and pressures later in life, I refused to cave in. I knew that the best way to deal with problems was to just keep going, to persist and continue working at solutions. That's a good lesson to learn. Another defining moment I had in military school had to do with history. There was a fellow student who was always studying World War II on his own. He was a history buff and a serious student. One day I said to him, "You must be an expert on World War II after all the time you've spent studying it." His reply is something I've never forgotten. "No, it has only made me realize how much I don't know." Then he explained that in order to understand World War II, he had to go back to World War I and study that, and then study the world situation before World War I, and he was beginning to see it would be a very long process. Then he said, "Studying history has made me very humble, because I know I'll never know it all." Coming from someone as well-read as he was, those comments left an impression on me. As a result, I would study history in my spare time and try to read as much as I could. I started a habit that I've kept to this day, which is to ask myself, "What can I learn today that I didn't know before?" That's one way to keep my mind curious and alert. When I entered Wharton years later, I found that my habits from military school helped me a great deal. I spent my spare time studying foreclosures and real estate and everything I could get my hands on, all in addition to the required curriculum. I didn't want to get by with just doing enough. I wanted to do more. And I found myself prepared when I left college for the real world, where very often doing enough really isn't enough at all. In the words of one of the Greek philosophers my father introduced me to, here's a final defining lesson I learned at military school. The first and best victory is to conquer self. Plato.